and Simon Lamed Beis, Sif Nun. We had mentioned last week the concept of Kol Kavua Kemachzer Mechzer Domi, which means that we had then said a mushal of a person finds himself in China and he doesn't know Chinese, but he knows that there's 10 butcher stores and one of the 10 sells treifa meat and the other 9 sell kosher meat. There's no way of finding out which one sells the treifa meat, which one sells the kosher meat. So the halacha is, if he went to one of the stores, so since the stores are kavua, that means I have a row of stores and I know clearly one of these stores sells treifa meat. So then the halacha is, I don't go basaroiv. I don't assume since 9 of the 10 stores have kosher meat, mistama, I ended up going to a kosher store. Now the halacha is, if the suffix is which store I went into, so there's a halacha of kemechzel mechzes, like I have to assume halachically like there's 50 stores that sell kosher meat and 50 stores that sell treifa meat, and I'm not allowed to eat it. But if I find a piece of meat on the street, and I know it came from one of the 10 stores, so since the suffix is now, what is this meat, not what store I went into, so then we go basaroi. Now, so that's a din in Hilchos Kashrus. Now we're going to speak about a similar din. We're speaking about as follows, that one wants to purchase gidim to use to be taifa the tefillin. And we have a city that there are, let us say, there are 10 goyim that sell gidim, and I know 9 of them sell gidim from a behema tahira. One of them sells gidim from a horse. So now that's what the Mechaber is saying. Ein liknois gidim me'eini Yehudi. That means I'm going to go into this city that I know, this block, there's 10 people who sell, 10 goyim who sell gidim. One sells gidim from a horse and the other sells gidim from a behemah Torah. So ein liknois gidim me'eini Yehudi mishum dechayshinam. We are concerned, we're afraid, Shema shall behemot meyahem. Maybe it's from a behemot meyah. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah. The Chayshinon, we are concerned, maybe this guy that is selling me gidim, these gidim come from a behemot meyah. Bedav kikshu hoylech lebotei hanochim. They're speaking about he is going to the houses of the goyim. There's, let's say, a block of houses. And I know one person and one guy in this block sells gidim from horses. Liknis ben gidim. Vegam yodu aloi. He knows shemitzas min hanochim hanoitlin agidim bibeimot meya. He knows some of these goyim, most of the goyim sell gidim that comes from a behemot meya. But there's some of them that sell gidim from a behemot meya. Lechaim. Af al pi. Even though most of the goyim who are selling gidim, their gidim come from a behemoth. That means he is going in a mokim, and I know in this mokim there is someone that is selling gidim to meyim. Then we cannot rely on the Birur of Roiv, Shekol Kavua Kemechzal Mechzedomi. Since there's Kavua in this block, in this city, there's Kavua, a goy or goyim that sell Kidim Tmeyim, so Lameila is not permitted to rely on Roiv, because the suffix is Noilet in Akvius. Which house did I go to? And I know one of these houses sell Gidim to me. Avo, if a guy comes now, He's now in the marketplace, and the guy says, listen, I have gidim to sell. So now now there's a new suffix. I don't know if this kavua, gidim, tmeyim, where the guy is now. He's coming from the city. So now, since there's no kavias, muta liknois mimenu, shakim and shapirish mikviyusoy. Now, there's no kavias already of moichim, gidim, tmeyim, and gidim, tahirim. He's a pirish. Amrina called the Polish Miruba Polish. Imloi, Shemechim Sham Bishuk Bachanoyes. Unless all these people live in the city, they all have stores in the marketplace, and I know there's a store. So now going to the stores in the marketplace, I know one of these stores sell Gidim Tamei, Os Chayzim Lekvi Yusuf. So that is the dip. Vechein im Ein Yodua. If I don't know, he says, the whole chaymer of kol kavua kemechsa mechset of me was only said if I have, let's say, I have a mokim that's kavua isa. I know clearly that means I'm going to one of these 10 stores, and I know clearly one of these stores sell Gidim Tmeyim. So I cannot, and I'm going to one of these 10 stores. But if I don't know, I don't know. Maybe they do sell, maybe they don't sell. So you can't say this is called Ikvas Kavua. There is Vaday Issa here. Who says it's Vaday Issa? I don't know Bechlau. If the guy sells Gidim Tmeim or Gidim Tahira, and some Amela, so then there's no Chaymer of Kavua. That means there's a different type of a roiv. That means if I don't know bechlau what these goyim sell, where they get the gidim from. So there's a very interesting sparrow over here. That means gidim were derived. Those who sold from a behemoth mayor, they only got it from horses. That was they got from horses. So the place, the mekor where you got gidim was either from a horse or from a cow or from a sheep. So mamelis. So in this suffix, I don't know b'chal where you get it from. So the horses are a miyut to the gidim ksheirim that one acquires. That means this guy Zicha didn't get a git from an elephant in Africa. He Zicha got it either from a horse or from a kosher animal, and the kosher animals are roiv keneged the source of a behemot mei, which could be a horse. So mamel, then we can also go possibly. Fine. So now we know this is a din when we go possibly, when we don't go possibly. Ach koze begidim she'inam tuyim. That means I'm taking the gid, the tendon, from this guy, and I'm using this gid the way it is to be taken for the tefillin. I'm sewing the tefillin with this gid. So my whole suffix is one suffix. Where does this gid come from? Is it a kosher gid? Is it a gid from a famous mayor? So then we have our guidelines. So if I can use roif, I can be lying roif. If I can't use roif, so I'm not allowed to buy it. Amol begidim tvuyim. There are some instances that the gidim themselves were too stiff. You couldn't use the gid to sew something with. It was too stiff. Now, so what did they do? So they used to go and split up the gid in very fine chalokim, like very thin chalokim, and then they spun it together. When it spun together, then it was flexible because they first split it up in fine chalokim. Fine. So memele, then the halacha is that then there's a problem. So Magnat Rom says, so this is, I'm using a gid which is not a natural git. It's usable now because it was spun by the guy. So the Magna Avraham says, oh, so you this is a man-made git, because you spun the git. So the Magen Avraham says, if it's a man-made git, it has to be spun l'shem mitzvah tefillah. And since the goy zicher did not spin it l'shem mitzvah tefillah, so forget about it. So it's irrelevant if it's coming from a cow, from an ox. It's possible, because a goy cannot, it does not spin the gidim l'shma. If they're spun, you have to buy it from a yid, who you know spun it l'shma. Avo begidim tvuyim, da'asa Magen Avraham, da'asa litnu mishraham, afilu hu yaydei yeshayim mibahema toira, even though he knows that it comes from a behema toira, because there's a new problem, shekim and shualocha l'moisha mitzinai, then you need gidim toira. Now this is not, this is a man-made gid, so shiti asiyosan l'shma, so it has to be made l'shma. And how do you make a gid? By spinning it together. That's the shita Magen Avraham. If you need tviya lishma, they disagree with the Magen Avraham. And they hold there's no such din. It's a git. Now we made it together, but there's no halacha of tviya lishma. Tviya means spinning. Well, they made it so thin that you couldn't sew it. That it was mamish. So they spun a few fibers together till it got thicker. So maybe we have a machlekes in this bit. Now, mokim shen. Let's go further the mechaba. Mokim shen gidim mitzuy. What if you can't get a hold of gidim? So we have a problem. So the mechaba says. So b'diavad taifzen one. We had before machlokes. The gidim nashes got 2 days. Mokim shen gidim mitzuyim. Taifrim as a shy like about. Taifrim betali adush. So then you could use tali adush instead of gidim, which is sha'isim min haklaf. That means the gidim are the tendons of the animal. I don't have any gidim. But I have cloth, I have the oil from the animal, the skin of the animal. So I make cloth, and from this cloth, which also comes from an animal, I'll use this, I'll cut strips of the cloth, and I'll sew, I'll make the tefillahs with the strips of the cloth. So the Mechaber says, if you don't have gidim, you can use strips of cloth, b'mokim gidim. Achi yizdam nulam gidim. That means there's a shayla about it. But the Yevit, we can be saimach on it. The minute you get a hold of gidim, please take it out and put gidim in. That is the sheet of the Mechaber. Ba'atli adush, aim chutim, these are threads, strips, Hanasim in a cloth, this is made from cloth. B'mokim matchak svirulei. The Mechaber holds given the minei hu, since this is the same mean that comes from a behemoth, em ki gidim atzmon. So this is equivalent to gidim. B'ksheirim lifo behem sefer teirem mezuzes. Said the tefillin, yeah, ad sheyizdamnu. So you can be saimach on this. Kadesh lele is batlum in mitzvah tefillin. I don't have gidim. She is damelai gidim. What the minute he gets a hold of gidim, yatirem. She should take out all these tviris which were made with the strips of cloth, and beyitva begidim. That's the shita sabachaba. V'yesh ma'achoinim she'achoy she'shim shloy lotzis ba'mafilu b'shasat. V'akad achoinim vehemently disagree with the Mechaba. There's a loch ha'moish mesinah, you need gidim. Gidim is the tendon of the animal. That's a loch ha'moish mesinah. This comes from an animal. This comes from the skin of the animal, but it's not the gidim of the animal. So this poiskim that hold, she'arei aloch, you're not Yosef ul b'dieved. She'arei aloch ha'moish mesinah, who gidim, v'atali adush, this is skin, this is not gidim. The halacha is, you have to make the tefillah with Gidim, and this is not Gidim. Olafiza. So according to these poskim, they disagree with the Machapa. Im ein loy Gidim acherim. We have now a suffix. According to the Machapa, with the Evit, it's kosher, and you can make a brach on it. According to these poskim, it's possible. So what do you do? Im ein loy Gidim acherim. Al kaponim, you should zikha put it on, because the Machapa holds it's kosher. But loy yavoyich aleim, you shouldn't make a bracha on the tefillin, because maybe it's possible. Case number one. Case number two. V'chein b'nei ma'ayim takim v'yeveshim k'min chutim shel gidim. You have the intestines of some animals, which are very thin. They dried up, and they look like gidim. And litva b'em. Because these are not gidim. The gid is the tendon of the animal. The local emotion is seen at afke gidim. So these intestines have a similarity to gidim, but you can't use them. Oif kosvu, another loche, shein litva begidei oif toil. That means if you take the tendon of an oif toil, you also can't use it. What? Here we need a git. Ki mi yachia eze mehem kori gidim, veze mehem chutim, veze mehem brodim, banan gidim binim. That means by an oif toil, it's very difficult to differentiate between the gidim of the oif and the veins of the oif and the chutim of the oif. So by oifus, we cannot bechlal use it because we don't know if this is a gid or not. Okay. Now, this perhaps these halachas are not too much negay, which we learned in Sif Nun, but we'll see in Sif Nun Aleph, it's very negay. Yitfer shloisha tfirois b'chol tzad. You should make three tfirois on each side. That means we make a square. We make a square from the tfirois on all four sides. So that means, let's say here we'll have, here we have a picture over here. So let's just look at, here we have, we make three tfirois on each side. So it comes out we have 12 tfirois. We'll talk about doubling soon. But al kaponim, we have 12 tfirois. That means we have 12 stitches on the top of the tetura, on the bottom of the tetura, we'll see. We have 12 stitches. Okay. 12 tfirois. So you have more holes. You have 12 tfirois. Yeah. From one hole to another hole is one tfirois. Yeah, one tfirois is by from each hole from We'll talk about that soon. Okay. Yitver shloisha tfirois b'chol tzad. That means the tfirois should be on both sides of the tetura. It means on the top and on the bottom. That means like this, you can say, oh, you make a normal way you stitch. So you have a tfirois on the top, you have the bottom. You don't have. Here you need 12 tfirois on the top of the tetura and on the bottom of the tetura. Now, let us just see the Mishnah Berurah so far. B'chol tzad. Tam liyud beis tfirois. Now, what is this magic number of 12? Negid yud beis shiftei Yisrael. That there's 12 shvotim. Perhaps we can a little understand this. That means the tefillin, when one wears, let's talk about the tefillin shalosh, kishem Hashem nikra lecha. That means a person is wearing tefillin. A person should realize the magnitude of what he's wearing. Kishem Hashem nikra lecha. The shem Hashem is on him, number one. Number two, we wanted to explain one of the reasons that there's two shinim, one has four roshim, and one has three roshim. So the mefarshim say the three is connected, the ovei, shalish ovei, and aboim bois. So Mamela, so could be that that's pshat, that we are zeiche, every yid is zeiche, to the Shem Hashem Nikra Lecha, this is in the schus of the Gimel Abayis and the Daud Emois, we are descendants from them, and through them we have this schus that the Shem Hashem should be Nikra Aleinu. Now could be there's another schus that is necessary. That means, it says in the Pasuk, Vahi Bishurin Melech Bisaseif Rosh Hayom Yachad Shiftei Yisrael, that the Rabbeinu Shalom is Shoyre and Klal Yisrael when they're together. When it's Yachad Shiftei Yisrael, all the Shvotim, the Yud Bei Shvotim are together, then Vahi Bishurin Melech. So the tefillin, we are making 12 tefillas, which each one it's a tefillah, so they're all united, all these 12 tefillas. This is the 12 tefillas symbolize the 12 shvatim which are together. So these are all the sibis which bring about that the Shem Hashem should be Nikra Aleinu. That's the union of Yud Beis tefillah. You don't have to make a tefillah in the bayis, rak samach lebayis. Samach to the bayis. That means the bayis is that what's sticking out. Then we have the titure, which goes out from the bayis. So the titure, we sew together the titure with the tefillin. We'll see something very interesting. Now, but this is called laksamach labayis, close to the bayis. Vein teifrin ke teifer begodim. Now, we don't sew the tetura together like one sews a beged, bisfas a beged b'lishir, ala mishayir min ha-tetura chutz la-tfira. That means as follows. So let us just look at what we're saying now. The Peralochis. So we're saying as follows. That means, theoretically, one could sew this way. He's sewing the tetura together, and he could sew from the outside in. That would also be a way of sewing. That's perhaps how you sew begodim. But you don't do this, no. You go and sew. That means we make a space between the bayis and the titure, and before the titure ends, we make these tefillas. We make this tefillas. So that's how you make the tefillas on the titure, not from the outside. In the middle of the titure, we make these tefillas, which is Allah Lamaishim Isine, and that's how we sew together the top chelik of the titure with the bottom chelik of the titure. Now, we'll see through the Mishnah Berurah, but let us just see something very interesting. When one makes the bayis, there's the bayis and there's the titure, and other poskim hold the titure and the bayis does not have to be from the same oil. They can be two different oils. So now, let us just see how they make it. Now let's look at this picture. This picture is very interesting. This is the bayis. And if we will notice, the bayis juts out. This is the bayis. This is an open bayis. That means if you turn it upside down, everything is open. Yeah, that'll be soon. But before we put it in this ring, in the square of the titure, the bayis mitzad atzmoi, there's a bayis, but the bayis on all four sides, the oil of the bayis comes out. What? Oh, that's what it is. Flange? Oh, F-L-A-N-T. Okay, it's a flange. Flange. So kaponim comes out on all four sides. This is the bayis before the titura. Now, what do we do if we make a titura from a different oil? So we cut out, now the titura has two parts. The titura has the top part, which is over this flange of the bayis, and then there's a bottom part that's under the flange. Now, so what do? We put in the bias into, we cut out the top part of the Torah. So we slide in the bias in the top part of the Torah. So now we have, theoretically, when we're going to sew together, we're going to sew three chalokim together. The top part of the Torah, the flange of the bias, and the bottom part of the Torah. Not Mishubach. It has to be like that. Now, what? So the hole has to go, all three chalokim, you see his picture, he made it like that. The hole has to go through. Now there were some seifrim who somehow, they didn't want to make such a big flange. So Memele, they made it very skinny. The thing jutting out. So, what? No! It's not sewn together. It's stuck in between the two chelkei atitura, but it's not sewn together. So the Mishnah Berurah says it's puzzle. So we're just learning now. We're just like pshat nalocha that the tefillah has to be is to sew together three chalokim. The top chelik of the titura, the flange that comes out from the bayis, and the bottom chelik of the titura. That's ma'akev v'diyevet. And many seifrim, for some reason, they want to say, man, I don't know what the cheshbon is, and they make a very small flange on the bayis, and it's possible. That's what we see now in Mishnah Berurah. So now we understand what we're learning, so let's see the Mishnah Berurah. What? Yeah. Now let's say, we're in the middle of Sivkot and Reish Chav Ches. Yeah. The ain typhon ketayf of God in Besfas HaBegid, you don't go from the outside in. Belishir al Mishayim in Atiture, Chutz la Tvire, that means after the Tvire, there's still Tvire sticking out. Vitzorich, Sha'er HaBatim, now that's what we're saying right now. The oil, that is the flange that is coming out from the bottom, Milamato Lepid, underneath where the bias opens up, Yeyotzin Mikol Alba Ruchaisayim, the oil of the bias is to come out from all four sides. Hachiyu Magiyim Tachas Nikveyatvir, and it has to be large enough that when you're going to be Taifa, the two Chelke Atitura, you are being Taifa, the bias to the Titura. Kedeshe Yitzver Eir Habatim Mikol Tzad Im Atitura. Not like the seifrim who make the oir of the batim short. So it's not long enough to go underneath the holes of the tvir of the titura. So it's not sewn with the titura. They stick in the bias in this window of the top part of the bure, and then that's what they do, and it's not sewn together.
What's
telling us these messages? You have to know when you're making the batim, fine.
What
else
do you
have
to do? You're not allowed to do that?
No, it's possible.
One time you just follow Rashi.
He's telling you the halacha.
That's it.
Who's going to, he's giving you directions how to make the batim.
That's to be from one part.
No.
The titula, the part of half of the titula is part of the bite.
Now, let's go a little further. Now we're going to see Shreklach Halachas. Now, Mishtei Ruchais. He makes the Tvira from both sides. Mishtei Ruchais. Yeah, what's that Mishtei Ruchais? Ratzaloyma, שכל התפירה יהיה מסובבת משני צדדים, פונים ואוכל. That means that you have to have the tefillah on the top of the titure and on the bottom of the titure. Nimso teifer bebeis machtim achas yoytzis leocher v'achas nechneses. Yeah, bebeis machtim, yeah. Achas yoytzis leocher v'achas nechneses lezad pnim. So here he's telling us, that means like this. He has over here a picture that you have over here. These are the gizim. These are gizim. So he's telling you that you should put on both sides of the giz one machat. So I have a needle on this side over here, and I have a needle on the other side. So he says, so when you start sewing, so one needle goes down this way, the other needle goes up. So by doing this, I make the tefillah should be on the bottom. For the second, the tefillah should be on the top. So memela, so that's what you do it with two needles and one gid. One gid, that's right. So you that's how you're making, that's how you're making the tefillah should be shalom. Right. Okay. I don't know. You finish up with a list with some of that. That he doesn't speak about. But now, I'd like to make this amoyedike bir aloche over here. This amoyedike bir aloche. Okay, now let's Amira de Kibir Aloche, which is Ashrek. Now, Yitfer, Shamati, let us look in the Bir Aloche, Shamati B'Shem Echad Adibaylam. Mishbiru heard from one of the Daylam, Shehizer, that he said, Shalai Ledabek Atitura B'Devek Koydem Atfira. That means, before you make the tefillah, there's a very easy way to make sure it's square in the smachoven. First, you glue it together, and then you sew it, and the sewing will be much easier. So this gadol says, no, it's no good. Why? The davik choshev chibo. The minute you glued it together, so it's already attached. A tefillah. Yeah, v'im kein efshish that tefillah she'achakach lechshive klub. So memela, it's not called, it was sewn together. The whole concept of sewing together is something that two entities, I'm sewing them together, they become one through the tefillah. But if I through putting glue there first, so it's one entity already, now I'm not called I'm sewing it together. It's one. So it doesn't have a shame tefillah. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down the heard from a gadol, a merudik maise. Don't put glue first. First, go and put tefillahs. Then, so the Mishnah Berurah is speaking about you put glue first, and then you taifas. Mishnah Berurah says, could be it's possible. Now, what will be if we'll do the other way around? So he'll be from, he'll go and make the tefillah first. But let me explain to the Olam, there's a tremendous problem. Now let's just address the problem. That means if a person perspires, so the perspiration will go through the oil and the titurah will split. This is very shriach. I can tell you by myself, it happened many, many times. The titurah starts separating. So what do they do? We have a Mishnah Berurah that, so they can't put the glue first. Fine. So what do you do? So first we'll be taifa. But I got news for you. You'll be taifa, the tefillin. You'll leave with the tefillah. After 5 months, you'll come to the batimacher. It's split. It's tied from where it's tied, but the oil will split from where it's not tied together. It's more than a shriach. Just one second. So what do they do? So no problem. So they go and put glue after the tefillah. First it was taifa.
type the Mishnah Berurah. And then I put glue and everything. I told the person, don't worry, you sweat. I'm telling you, it won't open up. Kapak, it won't open up. So now the Shailas, does this help? The Chazaynish is machma. The Chazaynish says it's irrelevant because the Chazaynish says even though when he made the Tvira was accomplishing, was sewing it together, but the minute you put glue there, so now it comes out that the Tvira is not accomplishing something anymore, even though Bishayte it accomplished, later it didn't accomplish. So now, this is a very shchirtik problem. The Piskei Tshuvos brings down, what? No, so you use the ribua. So go back and yabatim achi. You can give him business once every 6 months. You can give him money that your business will fix it till you say you nukri abatim osa. No, but al kaponim till 6 months it helps. Al kaponim. Well, this is meiridik shriya. This is meiridik shriya. And the Chazanish is machma. He says there's no difference. But then the Chazanish says, maybe you could be Mako, but if they bring down an Anhagas Chazanish, he told someone if they put Devik after the Tvira, get a new pair of tefillin. That's what the Chazanish told. Because he held La Halacha that it's irrelevant when you put the Devik. The minute you put the Devik, so the Tvira is not accomplishing anything anymore, forget about it. Now, security, yeah, kaponim, but it's more than security. So you're going to lose the ribua. It matters how much it splits. You're going to use the ribua because when it starts like this, the top is straight, and this is already, there's a gap in between. And the ribua is going down. It's not... You need, yeah, sure. The two has to be. One second. So the Bekitza, the Piskei Tshuvos brings down. There are others that are chaylik on the Chazanish, number one, and the others are makel also. This is if you put a little glue, just so there are mekilim, and especially if you have this problem, there are mekilim. So the matter is, who you ask such a shayla? Yes, a Chazanish, they could forget about it. I once spoke to someone I asked him, what do you do? So he says, you take out the tefillin every day when you wear it, you expose it to the air so all the moisture will dry up, and you do this every day. Akaponim, your chances that it should open up are not so great because yeah, but if you put it in the tefillin by two, these boxes won't help too much. And the boxes are, the holes are only in the middle. They really need the holes by there. Akapon, that is an eitzah. And others are mako. If others are mako, just putting a little glue, it brings the Piskei Tshuvos, brings down mekilim. Others who are chaylik on the Chazanish, that all, first of all, could be there's a difference between glue before and glue after. It's al kaponim, but this is something which is meridik negei l'maisa.